www.thebrightside.com. Welcome to a Monday, October 21st edition of What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to the program. Here's our telephone number if you'd like to join us this hour, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. To begin Monday with a chance to sound off on the program. Mark Skogerbo will not be here today for the 8 o'clock hour. He will, however, be here later today for the Common Sense Club. Mark lost his mom over the weekend, so keep the Skogerbos in your thoughts and prayers. And I know he's planning. I saw him yesterday for a little while, and he is planning a program later today with a little bit of a tribute to his mom, which will be very nice. Mom was in a nursing home up in Bemidji, Minnesota. So anyway, Mark will be here for that a little later on in the program today. Next hour, we're going to chat with the folks from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk with one of their health economists that's done a review of state-by-state impacts on Obamacare. And so he has analyzed North Dakota and the surrounding states and can give us an assessment of just exactly what Obamacare will cost you. If you've been trying to get into the exchanges to do your compare and just have been frustrated, he did the work for you. So you'll get an idea. Senator John Hoeven will also be here. We'll talk with him about the short-term fixes to the government shutdown, showdown, and debt ceiling deals, as well as the Farm Bill Conference that he'll be a part of, and he'll, of course, take your calls as well. A couple of things in the news that we're going to chat about today. Welcome your input on this today. Let's see here. How about this story? This was rather interesting over the weekend. I guess it didn't surprise me because of the concern many of us have about the current administration as it pertains to the Second Amendment. But evidently, North Dakota is absolutely being overwhelmed with applications for concealed carry weapons licenses. And so much so that the law that requires if you or I submit an application for a concealed carry permit, we have to have it back, a decision at least, within 60 days. And right now, that law is not being met. In fact, Rob Porter of the San Diego blog wrote a post about it over the weekend saying, what happens when the attorney general breaks the law? Because technically the law says 60 days, yes or no. And the law is not right now being adhered to. I guess they're hiring more folks and trying to ramp up, but right now it's not there. Bismarck Tribune had a story over the weekend suggesting pipelines need better oversight. Story also about a veteran of the 1987 spill that was, I think, 15,000 barrels, so big. Not as big as the spill at the Jensen Farm north of Tioga, but big nonetheless. And he evidently shared his story with the Jensens on his particular endeavor, and they're comparing notes. But obviously, attention remains on the cleanup there, and a lot of folks suggesting they need a better oversight. One thing I think continually gets missed in the story of the pipeline there, this pipeline, the origin, the siting goes back to 53. It was last updated in 93, so it really predates all of this current boom. So this was an old pipeline that actually was just recently targeted to receive all this detection equipment because of its age, and sadly that spill happened before they got that in place. So they actually had plans to get some detection equipment in there and catch this one that just didn't happen. The vast majority of pipelines, obviously, that are part of the boom are much newer. So, obviously, the threat, I would say, to have this level of spill as well. So, anyway, that's just one little thing to keep in mind there. surprise me, but it's an interesting headline. Tobacco sales in Minnesota are down. That's what happens when you put your tax through the roof, right? Then have a little bit of a problem. And so where are they going? Are they smoking less? These folks that are Minnesotans who might see that higher tax? No, in our case, they're coming across the border. So tobacco sales up in North Dakota while they're down in Minnesota. And I guess the ultimate outcome for the folks in Minnesota is just less tax revenue. Nobody's smoking less, so the smoke police kind of lose one there. Letha, North Dakota, one of our focus points today, because, of course, this has been the community that has been besieged with issues related to the white supremacists trying to make this their capital. And I know one of the arguments that we hear a lot from our listeners about this, more than I actually would expect it, is less outrage and more just, hey, if they're not breaking the law, it's America and I don't agree with it, I don't like it, but you live with it, right? And it's free speech. Well, it seems as though they've taken free speech to a new level. They being the white supremacist there. Because one of the newest members of that community in Leith, who moved there a couple of weeks ago, was forcibly removed from a city council meeting by law enforcement officers last week. City Councilman Lee Cook tells the Bismarck Tribune that 29-year-old Kynan Dutton was confrontational, profane, and making racist comments to people at the Friday night meeting. I've never heard insults so profane, especially with kids present. It was way off the scope, said Cook. The video of this has gone viral, by the way. Grant County Sheriff Steve Bay said Dutton was pretty drunk, was taken to his residence. Incidentally, it's owned by Craig Cobb. This was the guy that started all this, buying property in Leith and recruiting others with white supremacist views to come there so he can create a voting majority, take control of the town, and turn it into an all-white enclave. That's his goal there, right? Now, Dutton has said he plans to put a mobile home donated by a supporter on his property on Friday. Officials were holding the first reading on a new ordinance that will place a moratorium on any new building or trailers until the community can add zoning and building codes. The moratorium was approved later in the meeting. Dutton and his wife, Deborah, and their five children moved from Oregon to Leith in early October and have been living in Cobb's home, which, by the way, has no running water or sewer. Regional health officials have been trying to use that as a means to force Cobb out. It hasn't worked yet. The city council member said on Saturday that Deborah Dutton and the three children had left Cobb's house and townspeople provided gas money and contents for a safe shelter. The sheriff said law enforcement officials were continuing to investigate the situation. He would be meeting with the Grant County State's Attorney about possible charges. Good idea. And I guess this video is so profane we can't even play it with it. Not that you'd want to hear it, but give you an idea how bad it was. We can't even, we'd just be one long beep if we were to play it today on the program. Now, also, an eight-minute rant. one question I have for those that say it's free speech, and I might not agree with it, and I don't like it, but it is America, and until he breaks the law, nothing you can do. Is this enough of an offense to say, you know, get this bum out of town? In an eight-minute racial profane rant? Still going to be something you say, well, free speech is free speech. Another one you could ponder and weigh in today on the program. North Dakota is evidently in the top two or three slots to be selected for a unmanned aerial vehicle test site, also known as drones. Congressman Kevin Cramer says Alaska is number one, I guess, but we're number two or three and right up there. Now, this obviously would bring some economic development. This would bring some military investment. This would bring a number of different things to the state. It also would bring more unmanned aerial systems or drones to the state. And I've not been one to have much of a problem with that. They're here. They exist. And, you know, obviously there have been some mistakes made in how they were used, but that is something we can monitor closely. Some people have some concern about domestic law enforcement use for these, but this obviously would have nothing to do with that. It's just a testing site. Actually have them here. Is that a good thing? Bad thing. What are our questions for you today on the program? And I know this will come as a big surprise to a lot of folks that watched the Fighting Sioux battle over the years, but the American Indian Movement is planning a protest outside the Vikings-Red Sox game when they play at the Metrodome. Are you surprised? Some headlines, your comments, welcome. Steve and I will banter about the hot topics next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you three nights in a classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, three nights, $360. $250 for two nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids' Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hang on to your wallet. Obamacare is coming. Oh, the impacts be where you live. We have an economist from the Heritage Foundation who actually is a health economist. So he's done a little analysis on the North Dakota neighboring states, and will be here to tell you just how much more you'll pay because of Obamacare. I know, Steve, you're very excited to get the news, aren't you?
Wait, the scary part about what you just said about needing a bigger wallet is horrible, in the fact that for a wallet big enough to be able to afford Obamacare, it's going to throw your back out, so you're going to have to go to the doctor.
How about that? Yeah. I hate when that happens. More reasons to go to the doctor.
Ay.
Pain and agony.
What have we become?
Yeah, no kidding. And then the question is, do you continue to fight it? Of course, that is a story that is the subject of much circular firing squabbles amongst Republicans.
Yeah, but what's the best way to fight it? And I firmly believe, you know what, no pun intended, but give America a taste of the medicine they were handed, and that's the best way to fight it.
And ironically, the first opportunity to find out, okay, what do you have in the way of plans? What's it going to cost me with the signups that started October 1st? Much of the all the bugs and, you know, the brutally, you know, they've had all these years of preparation. They started a website October 1 for you to sign up, and they've had this miserable performance by the website. Much of the coverage of that was overshadowed about the government shutdown update, you know. So anyway, now we get a chance to have folks find out more about that. In fact, this story over the weekend that the administration is now going to bring in all kinds of tech experts and try and figure this out. So they have obviously gotten enough grief about that that we're going to be hearing more about that. President evidently planning on announcing that today.
Yeah, that's the text to work on the Canadian website that where the website for Obamacare is in Canada. I find that just incredulous as well.
Was it Canadian made?
Oh yeah. Website was done. Now I'm not picking on our Canadian friends. They do good work, but shouldn't those jobs and that money stay in the United States?
Especially at a time of some significant economic harm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a little extra slap in the face. I just find that ironic.
Be good stimulus. Senator John Hoeven will be here in the 10 o'clock hour today to take your phone calls. We'll talk with him about the battle over the government shutdown and the debt ceiling deal and what happens in the interim and his take on that whole debate over Obamacare. And he's also a Farm Bill conferee, so we'll get his take on that as well. So looking forward to that. And I'm not sure what he thinks about the next battle on Obamacare. By the way, only 10 North Dakotans have enrolled through the Obamacare exchange. Now, what's funny about that is that we don't know if that means there's just zero demand for it and people don't care, or whether or not the website's so horrible that even if you wanted it, you couldn't get it. Obviously, it's some combination of both.
All
I would say low demand, but obviously, I would think there'd be more than 10 people.
The answer is C. All of the above.
And again, we'll ask this Heritage Foundation person this, but my understanding is all the website is a place to go and compare, you know, and sort of browse and shop for different plans. I mean, you're not even saying, I don't like my plan, I want it. You just go there, give me your information so you can see all these different plans. So it isn't like you're obligating yourself. So, you know, there's 10 people that actually, you know, want to find out what their options are or have been able to maneuver the website enough to find out what their options are.
Well, I'm kind of curious just for the simple fact that I want to see what their take on this, because we've had several quote-unquote experts. And the one thing that I don't know if you've noticed, Scott, but every expert we've had on to, okay, tell us what's the scoop of Obamacare, they have a piece. They're an expert in a little area. Nobody knows the whole thing. All these experts we've had on so far, and we've had some very credible guests, incredible experts on this, but nobody knows. It's still, well, they know their little piece of world of this, but nobody has a handle on the big picture of Obamacare.
It's too big. All right, a couple of stories we'll talk about in our open phone segments of what's on your mind today.
Our friend's back.
Yeah, actually, this is a friend of our friend. He's not really our friend, but you're talking about Leith, North Dakota being in the news again. This guy's actually been living with Craig Cobb, who's the fugitive from Canada, the neo-Nazi who started buying up the property in Leith more than a year ago. And he bought a lot and was planning on getting a trailer on the lot, and that's what he was evidently at the city council meeting about in Leith on Friday night. And he went ballistic on an eight-minute rant until they got him out of there.
Which racial slurs and epithets.
And he was drunk.
Intoxicated.
And his wife and children have now been, I guess, got money from other townspeople to get the heck out of town.
Now, I will say this. This is an opportunity for the community of Leith to capitalize on tourism, because pretty much everybody I know that is driving out and pheasant hunting in that area are taking a stop in Leith because they want to see what's going on. So there could be a cottage industry here springing up for tourism for Leith, or maybe North Dakota Tourism could capitalize on this.
Heaven help us. Why are permits for concealed carry through the roof in North Dakota, do you think? 479% growth since 2005 in the number of applications. Might it be a question of whether or not the Second Amendment will be thoroughly embraced by our government? What do you think, Steve? What would be your assessment of why so many more people want concealed carry permits?
We have a very healthy and respectful gun culture here in North Dakota, and especially when you get out west with all the growth, I think a lot of people look at the concealed carry. Now, I'm not saying a lot of people don't already carry, but that concealed carry aspect, it's just the next level of, okay, now I've got a license, I'm securing my right a little better, and I think a lot of people are worried about their Second Amendment right being infringed on. So the little concealed carry card, or making it easier to purchase a weapon, I think a lot of people look at it that way. It's like, you know what, I'm simplifying or circumventing whatever process the federal government's working on putting in place to curtail my Second Amendment rights. So I think it's a little bit of an insurance policy when people are trying to get their Second Amendment or their concealed carries, not necessarily from the fact that I have to have a gun or I have to have the right to conceal carry it, but it's my right to do so if I choose, and I'm going to try to protect
you.
Let us
know what you think, folks. That's Steve's take. More coming up. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's on your mind? Answer that question. No need to wait. 855-200-1776. Press 1 when you call. You can leave your message and sound off and tell us what's on your mind right there. 855-200-1776. 701-271-1100. Question of the day. Why, since 2005... have requests for concealed carry permits in North Dakota risen by 479%. 479% growth. North Dakota law currently has a provision that says 60 days is the length of time it'll take once a permit has been received or an application has been received to grant or deny the request. They can't comply with the law? What's going on there? What's your take on that? And what now in Leith, North Dakota? What now? Oof. A couple of topics we'll tackle. Senator John Hoeven and a health economist from the Heritage Foundation on just how much more Obamacare is going to cost you. Coming up on the program. 855-200-1776. Okay. How about the Bison on Saturday? 10-0 late in the first half. Not for the Bison. For the Salukis of Southern Illinois. And then very late in the first, Bison score, going to the half, 10-7, and third quarter, different team hits the field. Salukis never got above the 10 mark, and the Bison just kept on rolling. So a big weekend for the Bison. They remain undefeated. Hockey fans, like me, probably pretty excited that the Sioux were able to knock off the number one team in the nation. Top-ranked Ohio, Miami of Ohio, on Friday night. Didn't go so well Saturday night, but they'll take a split, for sure. Friday night certainly raised a few eyebrows. Pretty nice. NFL action. The Vikes play tonight. We're going to get our first look at that Josh Freeman fella. What have we got to lose, right? Two things going for us on Monday Night Football. A new QB to watch. Adrian Peterson is... probably a little more removed from the tragedy of losing a young son and been back. And the Giants are 0-6. There we go. Do you know this is the 12th quarterback to start for the Minnesota Vikings since 2005? Yeah. Well, just think. Already this season, we've had Ponder, we've had Castle, and now Freeman. 3-1 season So I guess it doesn't surprise me that it's the 12th since 2005. But anyway, the Vikes tonight against the Giants, and I'm not sure if I'm comforted by the fact the Giants or a little nervous that that streak has to end sometime, and the Vikes might be just the candidate to do it. I don't know. Packer fans are happy today. Packers racked up a 31-13 win over the Browns. By the way, the Vikes have the pack next week. And we now know that the Minnesota Vikings-Washington Redskins game is going to be the subject of a protest. Yes, the professional protesters have decided to enter the fray, ladies and gentlemen. They're just finally happy they're able to go back to work. Fighting Sioux controversy having quieted down a bit. Now they're gonna go to it. Furch Floss, by the way, wrote a fabulous column about that very topic. Furch Floss, for those that don't know, longtime beat writer for the Grand Forks Herald, and now is a columnist on occasion. And he wrote a very interesting piece on the Sioux nickname, saying by marching on without a nickname might be the ultimate show of respect to the Sioux name as we say goodbye to it. I suspect for as long as I live, fans will wear the Fighting Sioux jerseys to UND games. Sioux cheers will erupt from the crowds. Taking away the name won't change that. Neither will forcing a new nickname upon us. A few years ago, I watched the movie We Are Marshall and felt chills go through me listening to the fans chant the school name in a slow cadence. I watched Penn State students turn out to protest the firing of football legend Joe Paterno earlier this week and heard the chants of We Are Penn State from their throats. This is not a new column. Did he write a new column about this? This one I'm reading, actually, I've read before. But I saw something this weekend about, I got to find it. I think he's written basically the same column, saying essentially, let's just keep it this way. And I saw it this weekend. It was a good one. That one I've read before. But anyway, Verge is a dandy, for sure. Does a great job. Emailer just says, the Sioux name will never die in Grand Forks or UND. And to Verge's point, maybe that's the ultimate tribute. What do you think? Okay, what else here sports-wise? Anything else I'm missing, Chris? World Series is set. Starts Wednesday. Red Sox and Cardinals. Be going at that. Somebody wants me to mention the Gophers swept over the weekend. Is that necessary? I think I might know who that is that's suggesting that. We have a rodent fan in the building, and in fact, that reminds me, we need an exterminator. See if we can't deal with that very, very soon. Anyway, yes, the Gophers did win against Bemidji. Yeah. So they're not afraid to play the Beavers, but they are afraid to play the Sioux. You tell me who's got some issues. Emailer says, as a Norwegian-American, I'm deeply offended by the Vikings mascot. Ridicule of Vikings, braided hair and all, is insulting. I demand they change it to the Minnesota Kittens or something along those lines. Thank you, Becky. Thank you for reminding us how silly these protests are. Professional protesters absolutely love it. Interesting story in the form of Fargo-Moorhead today. About concerns from parents regarding the impact of concussions. It probably isn't just parents. In general, obviously. It actually is a story about how the numbers of youth football participants are thriving, but there are new concerns because of the fears of the impact of the concussions. And obviously related to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, saying football leads all sports in occurrences of concussions among children. And they quote some local officials on how they deal with this issue. In a simple way, if there's a hint of a concussion, you lose your helmet. They deem that a kid has a concussion, they take the helmet away. They can't get it back until a doctor okays them to come back and play. You understand what they mean by taking the helmet away, don't you? Yeah, they can't play. I first read that, I'm like, oh, they take the helmet away. Okay, get back in the game. No helmet, though. No, you can't play. You're done. You're out of there. All right. More commentary here from someone who obviously is not real optimistic about tonight's Vikings game, saying we'll probably be watching Freeman a lot on his back. Also asked, how many illegitimate kids does Adrian Peterson have? Had he ever seen the deceased child before it was hospitalized? I got the impression he did not give a rip about that or any of his other kids. He was just making a show for the public to keep from tarnishing his image. What's that website, TMZ? I think TMZ mentioned there were six children that, seven, is it? That Adrian Peterson had. I'm not sure of his relationship with this one, other than the mother saying he had provided child support. Bob in Wahpeton wants to tell us what's on his mind. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. Got a few things here. On the later side, Washington Redskins, I heard, are changing their name. They're going to drop Washington off of their name.
Too embarrassing. I heard that, too. I love it.
Yeah. They, the concealed carry permits. I know that there, I bet you over half of those, that increase is females. I know there a lot of women that are out buying guns, getting permits to carry, feeling a little bit unsafe in some places of the region. So, and they're exercising their constitutional right to bear arms.
God bless them.
Yeah. I don't know, they're tired of being victims, I guess. That's a good thing. This guy that hit the city council meeting, have you seen that video?
I've not. I've read excerpts of it, but I understand it's gone viral, 8 minutes long, and he's ranting.
Yeah, I got that on Facebook here yesterday, and I was watching that. He was talking very slowly, very clearly, and calling them names and needling the heck out of them. Yeah, he was a basket case in there. That the only way he was leaving is if the sheriff was coming, and he was too dang scared and worthless to do anything. He did show up, and he did cuff him and tell him out, so... You don't need people like that in our state.
I'm about to post it on Facebook, and one of the questions we'll ask on the program today is, what now as a result of this? Bob, appreciate your call. Bob out of Wahpeton sharing some thoughts on what's on his mind, and we're going to do lots of that today on the program. Let us know what's on yours, 855-200-1776. More coming up.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Poisoning my mind with 8 minutes and 16 seconds worth of a video out of Leith, North Dakota, in the meeting on Friday. The rant of this individual. We have it on our Facebook page if you haven't yet seen it. It is going viral, so you might have seen it. And I see one person is posted here. It's unconfirmed, but the woman he brought here from Oregon and the five kids have left town in a hurry after the meeting in his drunken tirade. Some of the folks gave her some gas money to help. Yeah, I don't imagine that was real enjoyable to have him come home after that rant. Anyway, you got to feel for the folks in Leith, North Dakota going through this. Imagine this. It's your town. It's a small, small, little, quiet North Dakota community. And you're invaded with this. Can you imagine? It's easy for us, you know, in other parts of the state to say, well, it's free speech. What are you going to do? But imagine yourself in that. It's an awful, awful, awful deal. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as we go throughout the day. On the program, 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Let me tell you about our weather forecast here. The weekend didn't turn out quite as bad as some had predicted. Thankfully, but here's what we're looking at for a new week. We're turning a corner on the temps here. Let's start in the valley. Partly sunny with a high not 40 today. We'll be in the upper 30s with a northwest wind. Upwards at 11 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, about 25 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny again, but upper 30s. Winds a little lighter out of the northwest. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low around 27. Wednesday, partly sunny, 42. By Thursday, partly sunny, 41. Friday, sunny, 47. No precip in the forecast at all. As we sit here in the valley right through the week. So Friday, sunny, 47. Saturday, sunny, 45. Sunday, sunny and 44. Pretty much the norm for the whole week. Let's check out the patch. There is a chance of some snow showers before noon today. Then a rain and snow mix this afternoon. By early afternoon, that should be, if there is precip, just rain showers. And there is a 50% chance of showers. Only 39 for a high today under those cloudy skies, a calm wind. And we're talking about the potential for daytime snow accumulation of less than a half an inch today. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8, then snow. Cloudy 27 with a northeast wind around 5, becoming calm after midnight, 40% chance of precip. And again, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high near 43, a light wind out of the northwest. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, about 31 tomorrow night. Wednesday, cloudy, 44. It'll be windy, by the way. Gusts as high as 23. Wednesday night, 27. Thursday, sunny, 42. Friday, sunny, 50. Saturday, sunny and near 47 degrees. So the white stuff, more of a possibility out west. Let's take a trip around the region now and let you know how we're looking. Weather-wise, Grand Forks, cloudy and 28 degrees. Fargo, overcast 31. Jamestown, clear 27. Devil's Lake, overcast 26. Wahpeton, cloudy 32. Valley City, partly cloudy 27. On the Minnesota side, Alexandria, overcast 31. Thief River, cloudy 27. Fergus, cloudy 28. Chilly morning. Watertown, cloudy 31. Aberdeen, 27 degrees. In the patch, we're looking at 24 and partly cloudy in Minot right now. 27 in Stanley and Tioga. Williston, 34. Quite a swing, huh? 10-degree swing. Minot to Williston down Highway 2. Sydney, 37 and overcast. Miles City, overcast. And 46 degrees at this hour. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, what now in Leith, North Dakota? Anything different? You feel any differently at all after this rant? I mean, there's no way I could play this. It'd be just one long beat. But if you want to see what these folks are dealing with, you can check it out on our Facebook page. We're also going to talk about the concealed carry permits being up to a huge percentage. What's that all about? We'll talk with a health economist from the Heritage Foundation who's done some analysis state by state on how much more insurance will cost you as a result of Obamacare. And the North Dakota Senator John Homan will take calls coming up from 10:30 till 11 today on the program. Follow up to last week's deal on the debt and the government shutdown, as well as the farm bill. He's on the conference committee. An update on where that's at as well. Coming up on the program. All right, now, 800-228-0550 is the number to join us live on the air. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And if you can't wait to sound off and tell us what's on your mind, Call the hotline, 855-200-1776. Press 1 and you can leave your message. 855-200-1776. Steve Bakken and I taking your phone calls on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind all across the Northern Plains. Next, don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.